You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, the weather is colder, the days are shorter, and you might be tempted to just hunker down at home and wait for spring. But a lot of people know this. Wisconsin has a lot of great places to explore and get away from it all in the winter. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Where's your favorite place to go to enjoy Wisconsin outdoors in the winter? What are some of your favorite winter getaways? Do you have a favorite place for a wintertime vacation in the state? What do you recommend? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. Chelsea Lewis has some recommendations. She's a multimedia journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She wrote a piece called Four Fall and Winter Getaways in Wisconsin. You can find the link to that piece at WPR.org. Chelsea, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, are you tempted ever, Chelsea, to say, winter, it's not my time to be outside? Or are you really gung-ho? You get out there and enjoy the winter.
I mean, I think we all hit that point maybe like mid-February when we're just done. But I think if you are willing to endure the cold a little bit and, you know, you wear the right clothing and get out there, you can really enjoy some of Wisconsin's beautiful landscapes.
Well, your piece takes us to all corners of the state, really, and you start off in the Driftless region. What does the Driftless region have to offer us, especially in the winter?
Yes, I love the Driftless region. It's such a beautiful part of the state. It's, of course, the part of the state the glaciers didn't touch, so there's these beautiful rolling hills, really a different landscape than a lot of the rest of the state. And part of that is the Kickapoo Valley Reserve, which is kind of this big protected area that protects part of the Kickapoo River. In the summer, it's really popular for canoeing and fishing and stuff, but in the winter, it's gorgeous to visit as well. There's great snowshoeing and cross-country skiing on a lot of the trails in the reserve there. There's also a really great little ranch called the Kickapoo Valley Ranch just outside of the reserve that I love. These cozy little cabins that have wood-burning fireplaces and big porches, which of course you might not want to partake in the winter, but still really gorgeous views of the reserve and the surrounding hills.
I think you hit a key word there for planning a vacation around the state. Yes, we get out there and get the outside stuff, but then we want someplace cozy to end up. Is that an important theme for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I like to be outside during the day, but then you want to warm up maybe around a nice fire at night.
Yeah, and a fireplace, is that a key for a nice winter, especially nature or rural getaway?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up with a wood-burning fireplace in our home.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it has to be. But, you know, I'll take a gas one if that's all I've got.
I want to hear from listeners at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite outdoor getaway destination in Wisconsin? Your favorite outdoor activity during the winter here in the state? Favorite place or thing to do? 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And Chelsea, another area, another region on your list, of course, the Northwoods. A lot of people head up there for the summer, maybe hunting season in the fall. What's it got for us in the winter?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people, like you said, go up in the summer to their summer cabins or cottages and then kind of shut them down for the winter. But the winter is one of my favorite times to be up there because it's so much quieter. And there's great cross-country skiing. I love Minocqua Winter Park, just outside of Minocqua, just miles and miles of trails there. You can rent gear if you don't have your own. You can even take lessons. And then actually a lot of the rates at some of the resorts are lower in the winter, so you can probably get a good deal on a nice little cozy cabin with one of those fireplaces. I like Black's Cliff, which is just outside of Minocqua in Hazelhurst. It's on a nice frozen lake, and they actually like shovel out a nice ice rink in front of the resort, so you can kind of go out there and play pond hockey like the good old days. So that's one of my favorite spots in the Northwoods.
And that's a good thought. Maybe there aren't a lot of people there. Maybe there are better deals, and you're not dealing with the height of the crowded tourist season in what might otherwise be tourist areas.
Exactly, yeah. And, of course, you've got all the great supper clubs and stuff up there, too. Norwood Pines is a good one. But, yeah, you're still getting most of the good stuff you get in the summer, but less crowds and usually cheaper rates.
Let's ring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. We've got Becca on the line in Elk Mound. Becca, hi.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's not really a far drive for us. We actually are able to be home and there in only about 15 minutes. But my husband and I love to snowshoe at the Hoffman Hills Recreational Area right by us in Elk Mound. It's in between Elk Mound and Menominee, Wisconsin.
Becca, thank you so much. You're waiting for some snow, I imagine, to be able to go out and do that this year?
Yeah, I'm a person who loves snow. I'm a school teacher, so I keep telling the kids, oh, just keep wishing, and we've just got a dusting now. So.
And if you have a snow day, is that how you make use of it as a teacher? You get out in snowshoe?
Oh, very much so. I love to do that.
Becca, thank you so much. And in addition to the snowshoeing, Chelsea, that's a good idea. I mean, yes, a weekend getaway or a week getaway is great, but there's probably some cool stuff to do not far from our own backyards.
Absolutely, and I think that's important to remember, especially right now, you know, kind of during the holidays when everything's crazy. It seems like it's hard to get away for a weekend, but even a little day getaway or at night, I like to go out to Lapham Peak. I'm pretty close to that in Waukesha County and get some skiing in at night. When there's snow, of course, so hoping for that. Praying for snow.
All right, you've got a couple other, what we might think of as summertime tourist destinations on your list. Wisconsin Dells, of course, you know, in the summer we can do the duck rides and the outdoor water parks. What have you got going on in the winter in Wisconsin Dells?
Yeah, well, of course, there's the indoor water parks that you can head up in the winter there.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there's also some really nice outdoor, beautiful spots. I love Mirror Lake, just a really calm, beautiful spot for snowshoeing in the winter. And also a little known, well, maybe not so little known spot there, the Seth Peterson Cottage, which is a Frank Lloyd Wright designed cottage that's actually in the park. You can rent it out. If you can snag a reservation, those go about 2 years out and they go pretty fast. But even if you can't, you can take a tour of it. I think it's like the one Sunday a month they give tours for a few bucks donation. So that's a really nice little spot in the Dells.
Let's bring on another caller now. Emily is with us in Superior. Emily, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What did you want to tell us about Emily?
Well, I don't really want to tell you because I'd like to share my secret spots, but this one's not too secret. If you're ever in Superior or Duluth or on the North Shore, Ashland, go to the beach in the winter because a lot of people haven't seen the way the beach, the way Lake Superior freezes, and it's amazing. I mean, you get 8 to 10 foot frozen waves because the ice just keeps building up on the shoreline, and then you can actually walk out. I've walked out carefully, obviously, quite a ways onto the lake, and it's the way it freezes is magnificent and magical.
I love that. Thank you so much for that, Emily. And I love seeing that even on smaller lakes, Chelsea, but on Lake Superior, that's got to be the ultimate ice wave place to go.
Yeah, definitely. I know Lake Winnebago has some really nice ice shoves in the winter, too, kind of on the eastern shore there. But that's such a great suggestion, going to the beach, too, in the winter. Definitely less crowds then, and its own kind of beauty.
Emily, thanks for sharing that. I'm going to guess it's not going to get too crowded for you up there still in the middle of winter. Luke is with us next on the line in Eau Claire. Luke, hi.
Hi there. I'm up in Eau Claire here, and biking has become a four-season sport these days. And I happen to be the race director of a fat bike and snowshoe race here in Eau Claire at January 27th. So if you want to try fat biking or like fat biking or snowshoeing, we have a 5K and a 10K snowshoe race and a 12K and a 24K mountain bike race or a combined event if you want to try both of them at the same time.
So wait, it's like a biathlon with snowshoeing and then biking or vice versa? Or are you wearing the snowshoes on the bike?
No, you don't wear the snowshoes on the bike. That'd be a little hard. But yeah, it's like a biathlon. So you can either do the long and the short and the short.
Cool.
Your choice. So biking, I guarantee you will not be cold biking after biking as fast as you can for 12 to 24 miles.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Luke. Chelsea, I don't know, I think of cross-country skiing events and skiing events, but there's other sports we can get out in the winter, too.
Yeah, totally. Fat tire biking is becoming so huge the past few years. I've not done fat tire biking, but I've seen people out in the Kettle Moraine on the John Muir and Emma Carlin trails in the winter, and it seems like it's a fun way to get outside.
Luke, thanks a lot for that. Good luck with this year's events. And Susan is with us next in Park Falls. Susan, hi.
Hi.
What would you want to tell us about, Susan?
Well, I live in Park Falls. I work in Ashland, so I drive Route 13 north several times a week, and Copper Falls is one of my favorite places any season. You can walk along this beautiful trail, see waterfalls, and you can cross-country ski other trails, and you can snowshoe, and once you get up to Ashland, you can do the book across the bay and from Ashland to Washburn in February.
I want to hear about Copper Falls in the winter, Susan. Do you get, like, along the streams, do you get the water freezing over, kind of ice covering
yeah.
it? Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, you get this just beautiful brown, you know, how it makes, it's coppery color, and then it's just ices over. It still flows, though, but it's, there are a lot of places to see the falls. It's a pretty easy hike around. I mean, not easy, easy, but it's about a mile, mile and a half, and you can go either direction, and it's all, it's built by those people that were working, it's a lot of wooden trails.
The Civilian Conservation Corps, the CCC?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, there are big signs that say that. But yeah, you can, it's built by those people, and it's, so it's nicely designed.
I want to do that. Susan, thanks so much for that suggestion. And Chelsea, I don't want to forget, you also talk about Door County as a great place to go in the winter.
Yeah, I think that's another one of those destinations that obviously is really popular in the summer and kind of slows down in the winter, although it's getting even more popular in the winter now. But some really great spots to cross-country ski and snowshoe. You know, there are 5 state parks there and over a dozen other county and local parks. And, again, good rates on a lot of the B&Bs. The Eagle Harbor Inn in Ephraim is one of my favorites. It's a really nice little elegant bed and breakfast there. So, yeah, lots to do in Door County in the winter, too.
And, Chelsea, as we wrap up, are you crossing your fingers for some snow soon to enjoy some of these places?
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to get my snowshoes out and get some skiing in, so, and hopefully have a white Christmas. So we'll see.
Chelsea, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Chelsea Lewis, multimedia journalist from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. She joined us to share some of her top winter getaways around Wisconsin. Thank you, by the way, for sharing some of yours, too.